Great. Are we doing another comic about time travel?
Yes.
Welcome to Agent Blue, your comic book explosion podcast. I'm Michael Banana III.
I'm George Green.
And today, we're talking about...
Time travel. We're talking about time travel. I'm sick of it. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk about Cable... And we're going to talk about some Deadpool, and we're going to talk about some Deadpool with Cable, and maybe talk a little bit about the Deadpool 2 movie.
Because isn't it next week's episode?
The movie comes out next week.
It's the 13th right now. It comes out in, like, this week.
5 days.
It comes out this week.
Oh, yeah. All right, so... This week, we had picked up two stories, one involving Cable and
the Avengers.
It's Avengers
X-Sanction.
And then the next book we picked up was Deadpool and Cable, Split Second, which is a three-part little series.
Issue 1, 2, and 3. I love the cover for issue 2 because it just mocking Back to the Future. And it fits. It fits well.
Now, Michael, you read both books. I only had the time to read the Avengers X-Sanction. And I feel like Avengers X-Sanction was the book I was looking for the longest, because when we decided we were going to do a Deadpool and Cable episode before the movie came out, I was just trying to figure out, like, what's a good Deadpool and Cable story, or just a good Cable story that people don't generally know of. And so I Googled it, and it gave me a couple results, and the third one down, I believe, was Avengers X-Sanction, and it was a story that's pretty much about Cable taking on the Avengers.
Yeah. Due to the fact that his techno-organic virus is going extremely hardcore, and there's only one way to save the world.
But I really like this story, especially for, like, a person who doesn't know much about Cable, because it really does show, like,
the kind of character
that he is. I mean, this isn't, like, his nicest character. You know, there's definitely a lot more where he's a little bit nicer.
This one,
Cable normally runs around and fixes things that screw up during the timeline, because his origin is real wonky. When he was a kid, he was born of Cyclops and a clone of Jean Grey.
Madeline Pryor.
And became infected with this techno-organic virus of his that pretty much would have killed him. But he has kind of the same power set as Jean Grey. We're not talking like Phoenix Force Jean Grey. We're just talking, you know, like telepathy and, you know, like more like advanced brain function.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Because, like, his list of powers is very long. But he can't use his powers
because of the techno-organic virus.
He can use small fractions of it, you know, but he just, most of it is just his...
Most of it is him using the power to keep the organic virus at bay.
The only thing about Cable that the techno-organic virus actually helps him with is his strength and durability.
You know, until it completely overcomes him and he starts to die.
But when he did that, he was able to fight off Red Hulk, Wolverine, Spider-Man, Falcon, Iron Man, and Captain America by himself.
However, when Spider-Man tried to do anything, he just got kicked out of the room because it wasn't his business. Well, not really kicked.
Well, he did come back.
He did eventually come back, but Cyclops was just like, this is not your fight, and just like laser beamed him out.
Laser beamed him out, yeah. Well, I feel like...
Threw him out the window.
He was the only person who didn't get, like, clobbered. To say the least, in this one.
He would have.
He would have, yeah. But I feel like...
Marvel just doesn't like,
they don't like
Spider-Man.
Beating up Spider-Man unless he's in his own story.
Yeah.
You know?
And then they'll kill him. They'll just straight up kill him. And then he'll come back because of the black suit. Comics.
But, like... For a entry for Cable, you know, if you're going to go see the Deadpool 2 movie, this would be a good book to go and pick up.
Judging by what we know of Cable from the movies, I feel like this one is going to be closer to his character, at least in the beginning.
Yeah, because, you know, pretty much the premise of the movie is Cable. Now, I don't remember if he is a time traveler in this one. I'm pretty sure he is.
I don't think they wouldn't do it.
Cable, not a time traveler.
It wouldn't work.
It's like not Cable. And he's just the Punisher.
Yeah. But with a techno-organic virus. Are they even going to bring up the techno-organic virus, or does he just have a metal arm like Winter Soldier? We'll find out.
I feel like they're going to change his origin a lot. Because I don't know how much you know of his true origin, but it is long, confusing, and doesn't really make sense.
If he stays a time traveler, and, you know, his power set's the same, I'm pretty sure they're just going to say he's the son of Scott Summers and Jean Grey, instead of saying Madeline Pryor and then having to explain clones.
Yeah. Because his original origin wouldn't really transfer well over to the movies anyhow, because, you know, you jump through time travel, but a paradox in itself, because
Looper,
his origin is pretty much he gets a techno-organic virus.
Oh, he goes a Looper in this.
He goes full Looper in that.
He goes to kill his younger self.
Nice. I'm pretty sure he gets the techno-organic virus and then gives it to Apocalypse, who then in turn goes back in time to clone him, but cloning him is, I think, what gave him the techno-organic virus. So it's Apocalypse himself who gives Cable the techno-organic virus, and then the clone fights Cable, and then the Cable's clone kills Apocalypse, and then Jean Grey and Madeline Pryor, and then they all come back. It's just really confusing because no storyline really matches up very well.
No. Plus, Hollywood's not ready for that type of wonk.
Yeah, so I think they're just going to make Cable, oh, he's a time traveler, he's a mutant. He might not even be a mutant. He might just be, like, Cable with a techno-organic virus and a little bit more cyborg than not. Because, I don't know, I'm just excited to see.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But, so, for X-Sanction, that's most likely the Cable we're going to get for the movies based on his personality. Not so much his origin, because his origin is still wonky.
Or maybe not his motives as well.
Yeah, he's not trying to kill the Avengers in the movie. But that's because they don't exist yet, because he's not part of the MCU yet. But Josh Brolin is.
I don't know how they're going to do that if they decide to join the universes. So you're going to have Josh Brolin play Cable and...
Well, Josh Brolin is CGI as Thanos. And you can tell it's Josh Brolin as Cable. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem. So long as they're not in the same movie.
They probably won't be in the same movie, because if Deadpool were to join the MCU, it would definitely be later in the stories. You know, it'd be after Phase 4, probably.
And then we'd get jokes about him being knowing that he can't do much.
Exactly.
It's like, dang it! Did I just say dang it? Dang it! Why is it still happening? Anyways, no. But after reading X-Sanction, and then reading Deadpool and Cable, like, I understand that Avengers X-Sanction is a one-off, but it feels like this continues that story in a slight manner. Because he no longer has the techno-organic virus, but he also doesn't really have any of his powers, but he can see the past.
I mean, I guess, that makes perfect sense. If you can see the past, because wouldn't it just be his memory?
No, because he wasn't alive when the stuff he's seeing happened. It's not like he's remembering it. He's just like, wait a second. This guy. What's happening with that? Did he just get and Deadpool's the killer? Gotta go back in time. And then he does. And that's how this book starts. Because he thinks Deadpool killed the guy they're looking for. The guy's deal... Deadpool calls him not Apollo Creed. And the guy's deal is that he's building a suit for time travel. But then he gets temporal cancer, so he doesn't finish it, but his son does. And then... again, all the wonky stuff happens, and then I call it Traveler with Deadpool.
It's just the Traveler with Deadpool, because he's just jumping through time, fixing things, and putting it where it's supposed to be, and creating new timelines.
Deadpool gets the suit, and then he gets tasked with killing Cable, and he's like not controlling it. He just gets brought to different points in Cable's life where he could kill Cable and then everything would be fine. But instead he saves Cable every time. And he, but the outcome they wanted still happens. And then he saves a little boy after killing him 16 million times.
16 million?
Well, I don't know exactly how many times he killed him, but
16,500,000.
But he keeps getting. But when he starts fighting the guy who initially came back to stop whatever was going to happen, he gets in a fight with Deadpool and Cable, and then he keeps sending them back 70 seconds into the past, and then more and more mayhem occurs. Like, oh, I killed this kid. Oh, great, now I killed this guy, too. Going back in time, oh, great, I killed this kid, and that guy, and this person. And just keeps going on and on and on until he realizes the pattern, and then he uses it to stop the guy.
That's funny.
But it's just more and more mayhem.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, I could just go into extreme depth about it.
I mean, you don't have to, because we can go into extreme depths of X-Sanction, but we're trying to reference the movie here, and I didn't read the story, but from the looks of it, the reason I grabbed it is because it looks like Cable's not so much of a mutant as he is just a person, and just joining up with Deadpool, I feel like this is more of a like realistic story. Just from the looks of it.
Realistic.
Comic book. Realistic. You know, because the movies try to keep it a little bit more.
He's time-traveling Punisher. He is time-traveling Punisher with the name of Cable.
No powers.
Oh, when every time Deadpool jumps through time. Because a lot of the story doesn't actually have this version of Cable in it. A lot of the story doesn't have this version of Cable in it where he doesn't have powers because he's jumping through time. So the more, like, we do see this Cable a lot, but we see, like, 15-year-old Cable, we see 25-year-old Cable, we see Cable right before he goes back in time and meets Deadpool for the first time. And it's just like, we see these versions of Cable, and each time he has to save them. And then he realizes, wait a second, this is why he keeps dealing with me. Because he knows he's being a pain in Cable's butt. Like, he always knew that he's a pain in Cable's butt. And he couldn't, for the life of him, figure out why does Cable stick around. It's because Deadpool saved his life millions of times before they even knew each other. And when he realized, when he actually met him, he's like, oh, that's the guy. But this is before he knew who I was. So I guess I gotta stick around before until he saves me.
Snap. I wonder what the relationship between Deadpool and Cable is going to turn out to be in the movie. Like, I know...
He's just
going to
continuously call him Thanos.
I know. Probably. I know...
And maybe a joke of DC as well. Because
it was
Josh
in the trailer.
No, not that DC. Because Josh Brolin played Jonah Hex in the Jonah Hex movie, which was horrible. But it'd be funny if he called him Jonah Hex. Another DC joke.
But I do wonder how the relationship's going to turn out, because I know in the comic books, it's more Deadpool's just, like you said, a pain in Cable's, you know, rear end.
And I doubt they'll ever get to the point where Deadpool goes back in time and saves Cable. So,
No, I think they're just gonna... Cable's just gonna stick around in the timeline for a little while. And then either die or go back to the future.
He's not gonna die. And he's gonna go right... He's gonna go back to the 80s.
Cable doesn't ever die. He'll die, but really, he just time travels somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how Cable has to time travel. Maybe he has to die.
To time travel?
To time travel.
So, like, every time he needs to go say, every time he needs to go talk to Deadpool, he just puts the gun to his head. And he wakes up in the past, like, Deadpool.
That'd be an interesting concept there, to do something like that. No. But on a more serious note, I was really trying to find an X-Force storyline that involved Cable, Deadpool, and at least, you know, Domino and Shatterstar, you know, someone that, you know, that involved a large number of them.
Good luck with that.
But aside from, like, X-Force number one.
Which and you should never open.
The first, I saw it on Free Comic Book Day. I saw it at a comic book shop.
Yeah, but that was definitely a reprint.
For $5.
It was definitely a reprint.
I almost grabbed it. I was going to give it to Vinny, but I didn't. But yeah, aside from those, that was about it. You know, and I wanted to find more of a story, so I figured I would focus more on Cable, because it looked like it was really just Deadpool and Cable and Domino. You know, we'll have a small...
Domino showed up very briefly in this book. Like, very briefly. When he's going back in time to one of the moments where he decides to save Cable instead of kill him, he sees Domino and two other mercs, and he's just like, wait a second, that's Domino. Wait, they're fighting. This is before X-Force. Cool. That's it. Like, they do, she does talk, but she doesn't talk to Deadpool. Like, he's just hiding. No, he's just watching it.
And just kind of peers in and looks.
Yeah. I mean, it really does show Deadpool's loyalty to Cable in this book. Because he keeps being told to kill Cable. And, like, if you look at the last issue of this three-part series cover, it looks like he's planning on killing Cable, because you just see different pictures of Cable through different points of his life. The same points of his life that you see in the book, by the way. And he's holding up a gun, so it looks like he's planning on killing Cable, but he never does. In fact, he saves him. Every time. In the most hysterical ways, yet sometimes. Like, there's a point where he has to save the younger version from a bunch of rocks, and he shoots something, and he just flies butt first and pushes him out the way.
Okay.
Like, the kickback was so strong because he's not used to these, like...
Futuristic weapons.
But he shoots it, and he, like, flies butt first and hits Cable out of the way. Yeah, this book was funny. Deadpool made this book great. But, like, you know, Cable has... his part too.
Cable's alright, he's fine, whatever.
He gets his powers back at the end.
That's good.
He gets
that's always good.
And his techno-organic virus.
Oh, that's fine. That's what makes Cable.
Yeah.
Pretty much he's, instead of no longer dying and having no powers, now he's just dying and has powers, but he's just using those powers to stop himself from dying.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much just Cable, but it's like a hairless cat. Like, it's kind of just gross. Without the hair.
I don't get that analogy. Explain better. Explain the analogy more.
Alright, I'll explain the analogy better. You have a dog, alright? This dog has hair, alright? The dog with hair is Cable with his powers and the techno-organic virus. Okay?
Dog with hair.
Now you shave your dog, and the dog is now 100% hairless. Okay? It is still a dog. It's still your dog. But it doesn't look as good, and you don't want it as much, because he just...
That's mean. Why'd you shave your dog?
Exactly, that's the point. That's like Cable without his powers. It doesn't, like, there's no purpose to it, because That's, you know, but the funny thing is, Cable without his powers is just as powerful as regular Cable because he can't use his powers anyways.
I see your point. I love when he refers to some, I can't remember exactly who, but he's like, yo, we're just Terry Crews'n right now. And this came out in 2016. And it's just like, wow, a few years later, and Terry Crews is in a Deadpool movie. It's funny. But you know, the Ultimates, which is what the Avengers are called in the Ultimate Universe, Sam Jackson. Nick Fury says he would want Samuel Jackson to play him in a movie. And you know what happened?
They did that on purpose. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they did that on purpose. And Samuel Jackson didn't even realize it. He saw himself in that comic and he was like, I don't remember. Oh, cool. Called his manager.
He went and talked to Marvel about how his likeness was in a comic book. And then he was like, I don't care. It's just now you got to put me in a movie. And Marvel was like, well, good, because that was the plan anyways. Because they were just like, how are you going to do that to a person? Like, we're going to steal your likeness. And then when you come to us, we're going to just tell you, like, hey, we stole your likeness so that you would contact us. We could put you in a movie.
Our entire plan was to get you to say
they
yes.
Just Nick Fury, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury to Samuel Jackson.
Well, 22 minutes, and we're out of things to talk about.
I mean, you could talk more about the X-Sanction because I went more in-depth about this book than you did that book.
It's a simple kind of story.
I know it's a simple kind of story. The cover is very misleading. The cover of the book is
extremely misleading because
everybody's dead in this cover except for Cable.
And Cable doesn't actually kill anybody in this comic.
Nope.
He just plans on killing everybody. But doesn't. He does beat every single one of the Avengers, though.
Spider-Man has
rebarb through his body.
And Spider-Man with the least damage, period.
I think Spider-Man got punched. He got lasered by Cyclops and then punched by Cable. And I think that's it.
That's all it was. But the book did start off with Spider-Man.
No, it didn't. It started off with the Avengers. So Spider-Man is in. They're all fighting.
That's what I mean. Spider-Man is in the beginning of the book. Two pages in.
Well, that's the version of the Avengers. It's Spider-Man, Captain America, Falcon, Red Hulk, Iron Man, and Wolverine.
Which don't exist in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because everybody died.
Everybody's dead. They're all dead.
I'm still not okay.
Still?
How long did it take you to get over dead people in your life?
Okay, first off, this is a movie.
It's a movie.
I don't care. Spider-Man saved my life.
Second off,
he's not actually going
to be dead. He's not going to be. Most of the characters are probably going to be dead, and there's a lot of new theories on said movie.
I think Spider-Man could stay dead. The only reason is because the next two movies of Spider-Man take place before Infinity War. He's a sophomore in the first movie, and he's a senior in Infinity War. So that means the next two movies, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, Infinity War, death.
I'm pretty sure they're going to do sophomore year, junior year, Infinity War, senior year, because he was in his senior year in Infinity War. Yeah. So that piece of the movie is going to be in there, but I feel like it's going to be after Avengers 4 when he comes back for his third movie. So his second movie could potentially be before Infinity War. All right. But all I'm saying is, why would Marvel do that? Because the next two Spider-Man movies aren't supposed to come out for like 3 years. And Avengers 4 is going to come out next year.
Yeah.
So why would they put two movies ahead of two movies that already came out? That's like, I feel like that's extremely pointless. Like, it would create a weird paradox, and they would have to follow too many rules in order to make it interesting, because it would have to follow the... It would have to prior the events of Infinity War, and then precede the events of Infinity War, and it would create a confusing storyline for non-comic book readers. Because non-comic book readers are used to storylines going 100 years in the future, then coming back to like 10 years before anything even happened, and then skipping forward to just after it happened. Like, yeah, we're used to that kind of stuff, but normal moviegoers are going to be like, well, I thought Spider-Man died. Now he's back in high school? Like, what? Wasn't he just in space? Like, you confuse people severely.
Whatever.
Whatever, snakes.
Back to Deadpool.
You're the one who kept talking about Spider-Man. I was trying to get one small point across.
Yeah, no, and you got off on a tangent. That is 100% my fault. I am not denying
that. We have had that same conversation off the podcast twice now.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't care. You yourself sound crazy.
I am.
He's losing it.
I am losing
Spider-Man's, it. Spider-Man's been gone for less than a month and he's lost it already. All right, well, if it helps you feel any better, most of the characters are dead. Okay. But Spider-Man's in the Soul Stone. Because he's going to become Cosmic Spider-Man before they kill him. Because that's what has to happen. Now, we're done talking about Spider-Man.
Cosmic Deadpool?
They're not going to give us...
What if Deadpool gets retconned into being part of the half of the world that died?
He would just come back. I feel like. He would be half of the world that died, and then he would come back. And then Thanos would then hate Deadpool, and that's how their hatred for each other would start. Because Thanos would be like, I thought I killed you, in particular, on purpose. Like, I thought I made sure to kill this guy. And he's like, oh, well, you know, well, things happen. You know, I can't actually die. And then Lady Death shows up.
You know that, you know, it'd be funny.
Or Mistress Death, or just Death in general.
You know, it'd be funny. Deadpool's like, huh, I'm feeling weird. And off camera, something happens. He comes back and he's like, guys, I just turned to dust. They're just like, well, you're not dust now. He's like, I know. Cable, what'd you do? Cable, this is all your fault. How's it my fault? I don't know, Thanos. Why'd you do it?
I don't know what we are far, far from where we should be. So, do you have any of your Jesus notes for any of this, or did you not take that out?
The one thing I could think about for the Jesus notes of Deadpool and Cable is Cain from the Bible. In the book of the scriptures of the Bible, Cain is the son of Adam and Eve, as well as the brother of Abel. You know, the classic story of Cain and Abel, where Cain decides he is going to kill Abel because he's always getting the better things. Always giving the best sacrifices to God, always being viewed generally better than Cain. So it all ramps up into rage, and he kills Abel. When God realizes that the rocks are crying out to him because of the blood of Abel, he asks Cain, where is your brother? And his response is, what am I supposed to say? I'm not my brother's keeper. Now you might be wondering, what does this have to do with Cable and or Deadpool? Well, both of the stories pretty much have to do with murder and attempted murder in Cable, in Avengers X Sanction, and Deadpool and Cable Split Second. The reason why it is because due to this murder and attempted murder, you can kind of make a correlation. In no way is it a right thing at all to be killing, even if you think you deserve something that these people don't deserve. In the case of Cain and Abel, he believes that, you know, he deserves better in the relationship, and he's upset that he doesn't get as much, and doesn't give the proper amount. As for Cable in Avengers X Sanction, he is just trying to get rid of his technovirus. It is quite easily killing him. He no longer has his abilities because of this inability to delete the technovirus from his system. And so he goes back in time and tries to use the murder of the Avengers to get it right. Of course, he completely and utterly fails, but nonetheless, you can kind of correlate these two because of their motive of just trying to be their own person, free from their burdens. In the case of Cable, the technovirus. In the case of Kane, Abel. Makes sense. As for Split Second, Deadpool is tasked with killing Cable throughout different times. Of course, unlike Kane, he does not kill Cable. But the people who are attempting to get him to attempting to get Deadpool to kill Cable, you know, it's to get the timeline correct because he's always meddled. He's always been there, and in their eyes, he should not have been. So trying to kill Cable would be the best course of action. However, Deadpool does not go through with it, and so Cable lives and gets his powers back in that book, in the storyline of Split Second. So it's quite different than Cain and Abel, but the murder aspect is still there. The attempt of murder, the reasoning behind it, just trying to get retribution for what you feel you deserve, or what they felt was deserved. First off, thou shalt not kill thy neighbor. It's not just saying kill as in, like, physically murder. It's saying hurt as in, period. Like, do not hurt them, whether emotional or physical or whatever. And, well, both these characters that I am speaking of, both Cain and Cable, and in the case of Split Second, from the Deadpool Cable book, I forget the name of the organization and or person. But they are quite honestly doing exactly that, hurting thy neighbor, killing thy neighbor, and attempting to. I just want to bring up this, and I guarantee I don't really need to tell any of you, don't kill anybody, God doesn't want that, and you're not much of a hero if you do so. I don't care if you like Cable or you like Punisher, you're killing somebody, that's not okay. But other than that, there's really nothing more I can say about this. This book was honestly quite difficult to think of something. It honestly took George saying, why don't you think of the negative aspects instead of getting positive? And so it really got me thinking. It worked. It was fun to read. It was enjoyable. And yeah, there's always ties to the Bible, whether positively, like in the last few, or negatively, as seen in this one, or as heard in this one.
I'm going to talk about Tom Hardy Venom, or should we just avoid that subject for right now? I think we should avoid it, potentially.
How much about Tom Hardy Venom do you know?
I know that the story is loosely based off the Lethal Protector that we had already covered.
Yeah.
There is a potential for more than one symbiote. There's rumors that are pretty stable with Carnage and Spider-Man both being in the movie.
Not Spider-Man, but Tom Holland is Peter Parker, at least.
Peter Parker is still Spider-Man, quote-unquote, you know, depending on if we're talking, like, timeline funniness-wise. But the only way that storyline would make sense and for it to come out after is if Tom Holland was Venom way before Spider-Man became Spider-Man and then just went into hiding in California, because then they would really never run into each other, because then the Lethal Protector storyline would make sense.
Yeah.
You know, because the Lethal Protector is Venom, already obviously knows Spider-Man, and then, you know, decides to leave New York and go to California, and Spider-Man agrees to leave him alone as long as he, you know, does good. And then, you know, he gets framed by the police and everything like that. But I really haven't done a whole lot of research on the movie.
Well, I mean, it does come out in October. Alright, we'll get more in depth on that at a later date.
Alrighty. Well, if you like the stuff that is on this podcast, you can also follow us on Instagram at Agent Blue Podcast, all one word. You could also go over to our Facebook page, Agent Blue Podcast.
Separate words.
Separate words.
How you would spell it, how you all would right. write it in high school.
Or you could go to our website at mb-3d.com/agent-blue.
Correct.
And
you can like and comment there.
You can also listen to the podcast there, along with...
You can download it there, too. Put it wherever you want it.
You could download it and put it on your Zoom or on to your Walkman if you got that kind of technological skills, you know.
That's not hard. You get a tape deck, you press the record button on a blank cassette, and you press play on the podcast.
Right. Just so you guys know, you know, real quick, we got that type of technology around these days. You could also buy the books underneath
the podcast on the website.
I do, honestly, if you don't know a whole lot about cable or you know enough about cable and you just want to read more cable, either of these two stories are fantastic, Cable and Deadpool.
And for the sake of Cable, I might add at least two more books you can get online that we did not even think of while recording this podcast. Well, I mean, you probably thought of it because you decided to do some research on what is the best Cable comics.
What did you come up with? Because now I'm curious to know.
Nothing. I said that we haven't thought of. I would just look at the same list you did and just put it there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, I can send you the link to that, actually. So, yeah, that will be under there, too, I guess.
You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes if you so wish. Because that's where the podcast is located. If you do, please give us a rating and, you know, send us something in the review.
Yeah, it's always appreciated to get reviews
of our stuff. So we know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong.
Where we could potentially improve.
For instance, our inability to not go on tangents.
Or our ability to go on tangents so well, maybe that's what you like about us.
Because we just talk about everything, so long as it's related to comics and or Jesus. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Well, that's it for the Spider-Man podcast.
I'm Peter Parker.
Peace.
And I'm Mary Jane.
Yeah, we got Mary Jane in the background today.
All right. YouTube.
Right. You can go on YouTube and you can look us up. It's called Agent Blue. That's the name of the channel. But you're more likely to find us if you type in Blue Lantern of Sector 2814 or 2814 for those people who hate saying the single numbers. We got mainly Jesus Notes on there. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's a horrible review of... It's not a horrible review, it was a horrible take of a review of the original Deadpool movie that I did on, what was it, Valentine's Day, back when it came out. If you like that, not if you like that review, if you like what you see on that channel, go ahead, click the subscribe button, comment, like... You know, do all that lovely jazz that you do on YouTube. other than that, that's pretty much all we got.
So from us here at Agent Blue,
peace.